This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1980.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school, at play and everywhere, we'll tell the world.
Hey ho, and away we go with another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. Today in our studios, we have visitors from Pennsylvania, from Canada, and from right here in Michigan. We're always happy to have visitors, so don't forget, if you're ever in the Grand Rapids, Michigan area, be sure to stop in and visit with us. Well, how has your week been? Let's see, most of you have been in school. I'm sure you're real happy about that, right? You aren't? Oh, come on, it's not all that bad, is it? Well, let's get our minds off school for a few minutes as we sing together, tell you about a very, very special offer that I know you won't want to miss, try to tuck in a quickie quiz from the Bible, and then wind up with a cute story that has a good lesson called One Fish Too Many. The boys will especially like today's story. Let's start out today by singing a verse of three different gospel songs that I know many of you can join on. First up, Springs of Living Water. Sing along now.
I thirsted in the barren land of sin and shame, and nothing satisfying there I found. But to the blessed cross of Christ one day I came, where springs of living water did abound. Drinking at the springs of living water, happy now am I, my soul is satisfied. Drinking at the springs of living water,
now, how about a real old-timer? There's Power in the Blood. Get the whole family to sing along now.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power.
And how about one more? This old hymn looks forward to the time when we all get to heaven.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus.
That was good singing. But you know, I can just hear someone saying, boy, I sure hope I get to heaven someday. Well, you don't have to guess. You don't have to wonder. The Bible says you can know. Of course, there's only one way to get to heaven, not lots of different ways as some people think. One of our tiniest ones, 4-year-old Mary Beth, is with us today with a good song and a Bible verse that tells us more about it. Listen.
One way to heaven. There's only one way. That way is Jesus, by giving his life. The gates he opens, and Jesus believes salvation received. There's only one way.
5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. There's only one way.
We can go to heaven someday because we belong to the family of God. Now, how do we get into the family of God? Is everyone that is born automatically a part of God's family? Oh, no. We have to be adopted into God's family. Now, I know that many of you boys and girls listening have been adopted into your natural family, just as my three wonderful children are adopted. But we all must be adopted into God's family. Listen to this bright song by our delightful duetters, Peter, Jay, and Ann. I am adopted.
I am adopted. I'm a special kid, you see. I'm proud to be a member. Just belong. I'm adopted, I'm chosen, I bear my father's name. Just living a life of luxury in the castle with the king. I am adopted, I'm a special kid, you see. There's room in his big kingdom for a million kids like me. He loves the little children, you're as welcome as can be. Come on up to my father's house and join our family. I'm adopted, I'm chosen, I bear my father's name. Just living a life of luxury in the castle with the king. I'm adopted, I'm chosen, I bear my father's name. Just living a life of luxury in the castle with the king. Just living a life of luxury in the castle with the king.
With that good song in mind, let's take a moment and let's all pray together. Our loving Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you love us and that you want to adopt us as members of your family. And we know that there are many thousands of boys and girls listening who have been adopted into your family. But we pray just now for many listening who are not a member of God's family. We pray that even while they're listening to this broadcast, they may say yes to the Lord Jesus, trust him as their Savior, so that they too may become members of God's family. But we pray that those of us who are members might act like it, act like children of the King. We pray in his name. As we think of the Lord Jesus and his love for us, his name takes on special meaning, doesn't it? Dougie's with us today, and he's singing a beautiful song that I know a lot of you can sing along on. His name is wonderful.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Shepherd, the rock of all ages.
thank you, Dougie, for that good song. His name is Wonderful. And here's something else that's wonderful. Are you all ready for me to tell you about our special offer? Keys for Kids. It's our devotional designed to be read to and by kids of school age. Oh, I wish you could sit at my desk and read some of the literally thousands of letters that we get from those who are using Keys for Kids. And as I said, it's designed to be read to or by kids of school age. Boys and girls, if you're old enough to read, you ought to be having devotions on your own. Each day, you take your Keys for Kids book, you look up the scripture that's suggested, you read those few verses, then you read the story, ask yourself the questions that we put in the How About You section, and you think about the thought for the day, the key for the day, and then you go on your way, rejoicing that the Lord has helped you through Keys for Kids. But you know something? It can't help you if you don't have it. So I hope you'll write today and ask for Keys for Kids. It's free for the asking. One free copy per family, please. Dougie, how about giving my address so the folks will know where to write?
Write to Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501.
Well, I do believe we have time to tuck in a quiz today with Mr. Ken at the organ scoring for the boys and Miss Joyce at the piano scoring for the girls. And let's see, we're going to have a quiz today, facts about the early church, about Paul the missionary and Peter, too. We'll see who knows the most about Peter and Paul. And we'll give the first question to the girls today, all right? Where was Paul, or Saul, headed? And what was he planning to do when the Lord caused a bright light to shine upon him? Do you know, girls? Barb says she knows.
Damascus?
And what was he planning to do?
Persecute the Christians.
Right. Persecute the Christians or put them in jail. All right, boys. For how long was Paul blind after the Lord appeared to him? Rod?
3 days.
3 days. Correct. All right, girls. What was the name of the lady living in Joppa whom Peter raised from the dead? A little bit harder, but maybe you know. Beth, you say you know? No, she doesn't want to take a chance. She wants Barb to give the answer. Barb?
Lydia?
No. Boys, can you take it? Oh, it's not hard, Rod?
Dorcas.
Dorcas is the answer, right. You should have given that one first, all right? In the vision that Peter experienced while on the housetop, the Lord told him to rise and eat. What was Peter's reply? Kurt?
The Lord said that we shouldn't eat of unclean food.
Well, that was a good guess, but that was wrong. Girls, do you know the answer? All right, he said, not so, Lord. All right, let's see. This belongs to the girls, I do believe. What was the name of the city where the disciples were first called Christians? Now, you ought to know that. Does anybody besides Barb know the answer? Beth?
Antioch.
Antioch is correct. All right, boys, what did the people say to Rhoda when she explained that Peter was knocking at the door of the room which they were using to pray for Peter's release? What did the people say? Rod?
You must be crazy. It must be his spirit.
All right. Thou art mad. It must be his spirit. Now, that's a strange thing, you know. Here they were praying for Peter to be released, and when he was, they didn't believe it. That's a lot like us today, isn't it? All right, girls, at what hour of the night did Paul and Silas pray and sing praises? Now, several of you ought to know the answer. Debbie?
Midnight?
Midnight is the answer, right. Boys, what occurred while they were singing and praying? And somebody besides Rod should know that. Steve?
An earthquake.
An earthquake, right. All right, girls, what was the jailer about to do, thinking that all the prisoners had fled? Susan?
Kill himself.
That's right, he was going to kill himself. What was the first question to Paul and Silas, boys? They asked a question, Tim?
Lord, what must I do to be saved?
That's close enough. It was sirs, what must I do to be saved? But that's close enough. And, girls, what was Paul and Silas's reply to the jailer? One you ought to know real well. Anne?
He must be born again.
Oh, that's a good verse, but it's the wrong one. And she realizes it now. And she's, Dougie knows. All right, Dougie.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
And thou shalt be, what, Doug?
Saved.
Saved, right. Okay. All right, boys, here comes the last question. Where did Paul see an altar with the inscription to the unknown God? Where was it? It was a city. I'll tell you that much. Do you know? Girls, can you take it and help your score? Neither one. The answer is Athens. And I guess I have to have a score for the last one. You know, but it's a little bit too late. Well, let's take a look at the score. We have 6 for the boys, 4 for the girls. So the boys win today.
Yay!
And now, after that exciting quiz, and just before that cute but good story, One Fish Too Many, Anne sings a good go-along-with-the-story song, I Am Not Ashamed of Jesus.
I am not ashamed of Jesus, though the world may scorn his name. He's my dear and precious Savior, and his praise I must proclaim. I am not ashamed of Jesus, he who did so much for me. I am not ashamed of Jesus, and his friend I'll always be. He is altogether lovely, he's the fairest of the fair. Morning star and rose of Sharon, men nor angels can compare. I am not ashamed of Jesus, he who did so much for me. I am not ashamed of Jesus, and his friend I'll always be. I am not ashamed of Jesus, angel choirs his praise repeat. All the host of heaven adore him, bow and worship at his feet. I am not ashamed of Jesus, he who did so much for me. I am not ashamed of Jesus, and his friend I'll always be.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Nancy Thompson, is entitled One Fish Too Many. Sitting on the bank of Willow Pond, Danny and Jeff were enjoying their first fishing trip together as new friends. Danny had recently moved from New York City to Jeff's little country town of Willow Bend. The sun was shining brightly and the birds were singing when suddenly Danny hopped to his feet. Reeling in another pan-sized beauty, he exclaimed loudly,
Wow, 10 fish for each of us.
Didn't I tell you Willow Pond's the best spot for fishing in this whole country?
It must be. Boy, are we gonna have a fish fry tonight. I can almost taste them now. I'm sure glad your mom and dad asked me and my family over for supper.
I am, too.
Your whole family has really been nice to us since we moved here. I guess country people are just friendlier than city people. Huh, Jeff?
Well, I don't know about that. Hey, it's getting pretty late. We better get going now. It's a long walk home, you know.
Yeah, okay, but wait. How about if we try to catch just one more fish? What do you say, Jeff? Just one more for the fun of it, okay?
What good would it do, Dan? We just have to throw it back anyway. Remember, the limit's 10 on this kind of fish.
Oh, sure, I know. I'll just get this squirmy old nightcrawler baited on here and see what happens. And don't worry, Jeff. As soon as I get another fish, I'll toss him right back in. I promise.
Well, okay, I guess. Looks like you've already made up your mind anyway.
Brushing the wet leaves off of his jeans, Jeff walked over to where his backpack was lying against a tree stump. As Jeff got busy packing up the equipment, Dan suddenly yelled loudly.
Hold on, I've
I've got one. I've got another one. And is he a fighter? Look, Jeff, look.
He is a nice one. Too bad you can't keep him. But maybe next time we come, you'll catch him again, when he's even bigger.
Sure, Jeff. Save my scales right here in my tackle box. I'm going to measure him just to see how much fish I'll be giving up. Here, put my pole over by the rest of the gear.
Sure.
Jeff turned his back and walked over to put the pole away. As he returned, he noticed Danny's fish was no longer in his hand.
Well, Danny, you sure measured that thing fast. And I see you already threw him back, too. How big was he, anyway?
I don't know. I decided just to toss him in and forget about measuring. You know, since I couldn't keep him anyway, right?
Right, I guess.
A short time later, the boys stopped at the old weather-beaten bait shack where Mr. Benton waited to count the fish.
Yeah, hello there, boys. How you doing?
Hi, Mr. Benton. Meet Danny Sorensen. He just moved here.
Ah, well, Danny, you've got yourself a great fishing partner, and from the looks of that pail here, you're not too bad yourself. Now, let me look in that pail and see if you two got all the fish you're allowed. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Uh-huh, sure enough. 10 for each of you. Well, you boys will be busy a while cleaning these whoppers.
Yeah, sure we will. We better get going now, Jeff.
Right, Dan. See you, Mr. Batten.
We'll see you later, fellas.
Bye.
Jeff and Dan had walked just a few feet down Willow Road when Danny blurted out,
"Ouch! Oh!
What's the matter, Dan?"
Nothing, Jeff. I must have stepped on a rock or something.
Oh, yeah. Boy, fishing sure is fun, isn't it, Dan? Let's see if we can go again next Saturday, okay?
Okay, right. I'll ask my folks and... Ouch!
Wait a minute, Dan. Something's gotta be wrong with your foot. Let's stop and take a look at it.
Nah, probably just hurt some stepping on that rock.
Hey, when we get to the end of this path, we'll be by Mark Hamilton's farm. My church has a Sunday school picnic there in July each year, and a huge bonfire every fall. Maybe you'd like to come, huh?
That sounds neat, Jeff. Maybe I can. My ankle is killing me.
Okay, Danny. Now we've got to see what's wrong. Sit here and lean against this fence post.
Oh, come on, Jeff. It'll be okay. Honest. Quit pulling on my boot.
I'm not going another step till we take off this boot and see what's the... What? What is this? How'd you get this fish in your boot? But, Danny, you said you threw it back.
I know I did. I was really going to. But when you put my pole away, it was just too tempting to keep it. So I slid it down into my boot.
Tempting's the word, all right, Dan. Here, let me see your ankle. Boy, it sure is a good thing that you had these thick socks on. All you got are some scratches from the fins. Here, I'll wrap this clean rag around it till we get home.
I guess taking one more fish wasn't such a great idea after all.
Still, it's never a good idea, Danny. Now we better get that wiggly friend of ours back to the pond before he dies.
What? Take him back? But why? Nobody will ever know. We can just toss him in with the others when we clean him. Okay, Jeff?
Not okay, Dan. Remember when you asked me if I'm friendlier because I'm from the country?
Yeah.
Well, that might be a little of it, but the real reason I care a lot about people is because I'm a Christian. I wanted to tell you that lots of times before, but I didn't. Then a Bible verse my dad taught me kept popping into my mind.
A Bible verse? What's that got to do with this?
A lot, Dan. It says in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." Maybe I seemed a little ashamed to tell you that before, but I was wrong. Jesus is the best friend I've got. And I've just got to tell you about him. He's the one who makes me want to be friendly and honest. Well, your leg is sore, so I'll take the fish back for you. In fact, I'll take one of these other fish back, one that's still living. Then we can still have the 20 we're allowed to keep. Now you just sit there and take it easy. I'll be back in no time.
As Danny watched Jeff head back down the narrow path, he thought to himself,
He really is different. I'd sure like to be like him.
You know, boys and girls, perhaps you are wanting to win some of your friends to Christ. Let them see by your life that you are different. Be friendly, be kind, and above all, no matter what temptation comes your way, be honest. Oh, sure, the kids at school and in the neighborhood, they may make fun of you for being a goody-goody, but deep down inside, they will respect you for doing the right thing. And don't ever be ashamed to let your friends know about Jesus, your best friend. Let them know that what he's done for you, he will do for them. Remember that verse that Jeff quoted, Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, we hope that you'll realize He can do the same for you as He has done for those of us who have trusted Him. If you are a Christian, boys and girls, I hope that by your life your friends will see that you belong to God. And when the temptation comes to be dishonest, like in the story today, you'll say, "No, I won't do that. I'm a Christian." With God's help, you can do it. If you'd like to write, we'd be so glad to hear from you. Don't forget to write and ask for your free copy of Keys for Kids. If you're not using Keys for Kids, you ought to be. And all you need to do to get started is ask for Keys for Kids. Help with printing and postage appreciated, but not necessary. Write to Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1. Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Bye now.